Blog Talk Radio.
Tuning in to the show and welcome to today's show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Again, thank you guys for tuning in and welcome to the show. Those who are listening via cell phone, thank you guys for tuning in, and those who are listening live on my show page at blogtalkradio.com, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. Now, today's show has been brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244, whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues. The professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any and all of your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Beautiful day outside here in Atlanta. I know there are some people listening in to the show from New York. Welcome, and there are people in the Carolinas. Welcome to you guys. And I even found out I had some listeners in California, and of course Florida and Georgia and Alabama. I don't know what the weather is like in those places, but here in Atlanta, it is perfect. This is perfect weather right here. I mean, I know we're supposed to have another cold spell the next couple of days, but today is just perfect. It's like 72 degrees. Calm wind, really calm wind, and it's just nice to be like. I was sitting out on the deck a little while ago, and it's just absolutely beautiful. Not meaning to rub it in you guys' noses, maybe sitting in some cold weather or whatever in New York or whatever, but. This is it. I mean, this is why people move to Georgia, why people move to Atlanta, to get away from the cold weather of the north. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Call in. And remember, guys, if you want to be live on the air with me, just press the number 1, and I'll see you guys as wanting to be on this show, wanting to say something on this show. And again, I don't know what I have to say to help you guys feel at ease when you're listening to the show to call in and give your opinion. I know you have one. Everybody has an opinion. So, just press the number 1. I'll put you on the show. It's just like you and I talking together on the cell phone, okay? Don't think about the crowd that I may have on the show or anything like that. Just think about you talking straight up and down with me, all right? 818-301-5834. I see a few more people joining the show, and welcome to the show. Now, today's show, I told you guys earlier that I would start doing a trend, what I call a Transitions Tuesday. Today is Transitions Tuesday. We're going to transition today from cassette tapes to CD. Okay, we're going to talk about the transition from cassette tapes to CDs. And the reason I wanted to do Transition Tuesday, not only because of this specific transition, but I mean, I probably have 15 or 20 more transitions that we have to get through, over the next few Tuesdays, all right? But this one is really in my era. I'm kind of dating myself here now, but this one, cassettes to CDs, is really in my era. Now, I talked about the last time we did Transitions Tuesday, I talked about going from an 8-track tape to a cassette. Now we're going to go from the cassette to the CDs. Now, a lot of these places, people that made 8-track tapes got knocked out of business when the cassettes came around. People that had the cassettes, they ran long and strong for years. And then here comes here comes this little skinny, fragile, and clear-sounding thing they call the compact disc. Okay, so when I was coming up, we had the cassette player or the cassette tape. Now, the cassette tape, you know, was a little thing about the size of a credit card, but a little bit thicker than a credit card, probably a quarter or a half inch thick. And, you know, of course, you had a cassette player wherever, in the house, in the car, wherever, okay? So you can buy someone's cassette. I remember the cassettes were like $5.99. You could get a cassette with, you know, the whole album of music from an artist on that cassette, okay? And then you can pop that thing in your cassette player, and you can hit play, and it start playing, okay? It start playing. So you go through a song, or you get halfway through a song or whatever, and you want to get to the next song. So you hit fast forward, and it drive fast forward. But here's the deal. When you were running your cassette player fast forward, trying to find the next song, you know, you had to go and okay, that's probably it. And you stop. You took your hand off the fast forward button. Then you hit play. And it's still up. It's still finishing up that last song, maybe. Or you've gone too far, and it's into the next song. The next song that you wanted to hear. But you wanted to hear it from the beginning. So this is how it was, right? So then you said, okay, I went too far. Then you had to hit rewind and back it up a little bit. I stopped. Then you hit play and like, okay, you still, now you've gone back too far. Now you're at the end of the previous song, right? So you say, I just let it play from here and get to the next song. That's how CDs were. I mean, cassettes. That's how cassettes were. All right? No, you guys have heard of cassettes. Maybe my younger crowd out there who's listening, some of you high schoolers, you definitely don't know about cassettes. You know, your mom and dad do, but you don't. Anyway, so the cassettes, that was a problem with the cassettes, right? It wasn't a problem because that's all we had, right? That's all we had. That was the newest, greatest thing out was the cassettes, okay? So then all of a sudden, this, like I said, this little skinny, fragile, and clear-sounding thing came out called a compact disc, a CD, probably about as, you know, as big around as your hand, probably a little less. Not as big as your hand, but, you know, y'all get what I'm talking about. It's round, had a little hole in the middle, like a donut, you know, had a little donut hole in the middle. But you had to get your CD player, of course, in the house, in the car, whatever. And you push that CD in, and man, it was almost like going from, okay, analog TV to HD TV now. It was just no comparison, right? It was no comparison, the cassettes and the CDs. The CDs were so much clearer as far as, like, background noise. You could listen to a cassette back in the day, and it'd be, you know, you hear some background noise, some type of interference, you know, a little bit of something like that. But the CDs had taken out all that background noise. So you were just hearing clear and crisp music, okay? And back in the day, you know, when I was coming up, I had a I had a white 74 or 75 or something like that. Volkswagen Super Beetle. Okay. It wasn't a convertible like I have now. Again, it was just a hard top. But I had a roof cut in it, a pop-out roof I cut in it. And then I had this super sound in the back of this car. I mean, I had a 1,000-watt amplifier in there, and I had two big 10-inch Sherwin Vegas subwoofers and some tweeters. And I had the, I remember it, I got it in the garage right now, a Blaupunkt cassette player. And that thing, along with the amp that I had, would push those 10-inch woofers, you know, almost to the max. And, you know, back then people used to say, man, I could hear you when you turn the corner and turn it onto my street. And, you know, I had the big sound in a little car. I had the big sound. I had all the big bass in the car, you know, and play that thing and put that bass in it almost. It have everything on the car rattling. You know what I'm saying? That's how much bass I had in that car. That was a bad ride. White with some white wheels on it. Imagine this, white with white wheels on it. It had some dark black tinted windows. It was nice. So anyway, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Call in and talk about this. I know you guys grew up with cassettes. I know you did. I know you remember the transition from the cassettes to the CDs. Like I said, the cassettes were about $5.99, maybe $6.99. Okay, and then you had the CDs to start coming into the market. And everybody talked about the CDs, how clear they were, how crisp they were. And so then you say, I'm going to buy me a CD. All right? And you buy your CD, you put that thing in, and it sounds so good. But the cassettes were like $5.99 or $6.99. Now the CDs, with a full album of music on them, it was like $17, $16.99, $18.99. Y'all with me? So the CD, and of course the CD players were expensive, just like anything else. I mean, you got these flat screen TVs that came out, and they were super expensive. I paid $1,200 for this 40-inch TV. Now you can get a 40-inch for $300, $398 or something like that. Okay? Same way was with CD players. When CD players came out, they were expensive. Man, I remember saving and saving and saving for me a CD player to put in my car, and I got it and started buying CDs, and I was like going broke. It's like, man, these CDs are expensive, okay? And then next Tuesday, we're going to talk about the transition from the CDs to what? You go from CDs to what? Okay? Think about it. Okay? Think about it. CDs to what? All right? And then, you know, on the CDs, back in the day, you had a full album on, right? You had 12, 13 songs on that CD. And y'all remember when I first started the show, I was talking about how you had to take a cassette and you had the fast forward button to get to the next song. Okay, with a CD, with a compact disc and a compact disc player, you just hit that forward arrow. Bing, you just punch it one time. And it go to that next song. It start that next song right at the beginning. You know what I'm saying? In the middle of a song, in the middle of a song, you can hit that fast forward button, blink, just punch it one time, and bam, it go to the next song, and you start hearing the next song right then, right? Or if you want to go back to the previous song, you could just hit that back button, boop, and it go back to that next song, starting from the beginning. You couldn't go into the middle of the song or to the end of a song, anything like that. You were at the beginning of the song. It was the beginning of this song or the beginning of this next song. That's what a cassette couldn't do. You couldn't hit the fast forward button and it'll automatically go to the end of that song and get to the new song and stop and start playing the new song. That's what it did. The highlight of the CDs, baby, was that you could press that button and go straight to that next song. Oh, that was awesome. That was technology back then. Like, oh, man, how they do that? Y'all with me? How do they do that? Because we didn't know anything about that with cassette. Nothing. Right? We didn't know anything about that. CDs were just up and coming, brand new. So they went like wildfire. CDs sold like crazy. And it was not until you could start buying blank CDs and you had computers where you could burn songs onto the CDs and things like that and make your own CD, play it in your car. It was not until then. CDs were so huge and such big sellers. See, if they didn't have it where you could now buy your some blank CDs and make your own CD, if they didn't have that, if they didn't come with that back then, CDs, and you had to buy a whole album, you had to buy the full CD in order to get it in CD format, right? Okay? But now you can just go in and get one song off that album. If you like two songs on that album, that's all you can put it. That's all you have to buy and put in your library now. But back then, hey, I had to get the whole Michael Jackson CD, all the songs. And then some of the artists had double CDs, two CDs in a box. That was like $21.99 or something like that when they were first out. But now I don't know how much a CD costs. I haven't bought one in so long. But CDs, the cassettes, I believe I could maybe look in some storage places at my house. And I'll probably find a couple of few cassettes somewhere. Okay? And I can also look around and find CDs. All kind of artists, yada, yada, yada. Right? But I got many, many times more CDs than I do cassettes. And I grew up in the cassette era. So, some of you young folks out there that may have some CDs, you're probably at the point now where you're pushing these CDs to the side and now you're doing something different. I know. So now you're doing something different. We're going to talk about that on next Tuesday. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Call in. We're talking about, this is Transitions Tuesday, and we're talking about the transition from cassette tapes, to CD. Okay? And the biggest thing, I think, that the whole market from CDs, from cassettes to CDs, I'm sorry, from cassettes to CDs, the whole thing that changed that market was the compact discus ability to go from one song to the next with just the press of a button. Not press and hold, but just to punch that button and then go to the next song. Or it go back to the beginning of the previous song. Whichever. Y'all with me? See, you can be in the middle of the song and say, I need to hear that beginning again. Hit the button and it be start right off at the beginning of that song. So I think that was the biggest factor in the transition from cassette tapes over to CDs. I believe that was the biggest factor. And when you think about it, that's pretty big. Pretty big. That's a pretty big factor. Because I couldn't see myself right now. And these things make us lazy because I can't see myself right now still having a cassette, still having to hit, press fast forward and try to guesstimate when it's time to let go to get to the new song or to get to the next song. I think that was the biggest change in that time. You with me? I think so. And that's, you know, that's just how it is. Something gonna come along or something has come along and chewed up the CD market. And we'll talk about that. Transitions Tuesday on next week. All right? So, again, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. It's been a blast. Oh, before I go, I want to say this. Blog Talk Radio has offered me a 30-day free trial to have a two-hour show. They want me to go to the two-hour show, so they want to give me a free go at it to see how I like it for 30 days. I'm thinking about doing it. You guys drop me a line on the voicemail or drop me a line on an email or go online to blogtalkradio.com/TheFrankWilliamsShow and drop me a line there online. Or you could just Google my name, Google Frank Williams or Google The Frank Williams Show, and you can get me there as well, okay? And let me know if you think it's a good idea and if you'll listen to kind of break me in. Thanks, guys. Take care of yourselves. It's Frank. I'm over and I'm out. I'll see you tomorrow, 6:30 p.m. right here on The Frank Williams Show. Good night.
Taking up my time.